welcome to another episode of my personal podcast, Ned Knows. Today, I'm talking to the creator of Paws and Tails, Dave Carl. Well, thanks for being with me today, Dave.
It's a pleasure to be here, Ned.
So, because I'm me, I happen to know that you have written the first ever Paws and Tails book. Well, tell me more about that.
I'd love to. It's called The Overcomers. And reading this book will be like reading maybe five regular episodes. The club is in the middle of a big new adventure, and there are new characters we introduce.
Yes, fascinating, Dave. I have it, though, by good authority, that this book centers around Ned and how he saves the day for everyone.
Well, no, that's not what the book is about. It is significantly about the struggle against evil that lurks high up in Wild Mountain. If anything, I'd have to say it centers around Stacy.
What? Gave you really good notes when you were writing this. What happened to all my great ideas?
Well, mostly I didn't read them. There was a lot of notes, Ned. In the book I did write, we meet Smidge, a badger who really wants to become someone who will make a difference. And he meets up with Crockett, a genuine overcomer, who begins to teach him how to survive in the woods and how to take care of the miners digging for gold in the tunnels of Wild Mountain.
Ned knows what this book was supposed to be about. In those notes you did not read, Ned inherits $1 million, but he does not let anyone know about it. And he sneaks around and secretly helps those in need and uses all kinds of really neat gadgets to fight crime.
I did read that part of the notes, but in this first Paws and Tails book, The Overcomers, we follow the club as they begin a new adventure, and we see how Crockett battles bandits and the evil minion in only the way an overcomer can.
Well, I did not know that you changed the whole book, Dave. This is a bitter disappointment. Well, this ends this episode of Ned Knows. Thanks for joining me, Dave Carl, who ignored all my notes. I'll see you all next time for another episode of Ned Knows. Joel, stop tape!
Welcome to the world of Paws and Tails.
Wild Mountain can be a pretty dangerous place. If you stay on the trails and stick with me, there's adventures to be had there, too.
Insight for Living is proud to present Paws and Tails. Last time on Paws and Tails.
Stacy, the cylinders are tubes! The tubes are the records! Quick, find a tube!
Well, the two cubs had indeed discovered the true treasure of the Collins Mansion. They sat there listening to the voice of Mr. Collins from some 20 years ago.
It was against the evil pride of Haman that God used the lives of the noble Mordecai and the beautiful Jewish girl Esther to save the lives of the entire nation of Israel.
The king is pleased to know that by the end of this day, I will have gathered every beautiful girl in the city.
Your Esther is now a part of the harem of King Ahasuerus. She will never come home.
So Esther began her life in the harem with hundreds of other girls who had been gathered by the king for the purpose of choosing a new queen. Every day was filled with beauty treatments and lessons on manners and etiquette.
Esther, have you tried the new lotion? You haven't even opened yours. Smell this. Isn't this the most heavenly scent?
It is lovely, Shireen.
You have got to snap out of it. This is our life now. We should make the best of it.
I want you to make the best of it.
I want you to make the best of it. Esther, you are the most beautiful woman in Persia. You could be the next queen.
I don't want to be the next queen.
We are going to be here for the rest of our lives. Wouldn't it be better to be here for the rest of your life as queen?
I don't know why God has put me here, but it is not to parade around and win a contest.
Esther, dear.
Yes, Manoush.
Do you have some of the new lotion
on the table?
I just thought that since you won't be using it.
Yes, you may have it.
No, she can't.
Sit down, Shireen. Why should this be wasted on Esther when she prefers to go around looking like a scrub maid?
Pearls, beads, bracelets, belts, what every girl would dream of. Beauty and a life that can't be topped. Maids, gifts, power, wealth, I'm going to be the queen, love. Ruling from on high, I can't be stopped. And with my good looks and sultry gaze and people skills that go for days, I'm sure to find the king's good favor. And my great name they'll speak forever. Queen Manouche.
Yeah.
I want what I want, to be the chosen one, to stand next to the king and make demands of everyone. I want what I want, a kingdom I can run. Oh, how I want to be the chosen one.
Manouche, Esther is more beautiful on her worst day than you will ever
Shireen.
Be.
Shireen!
I suppose you think even you could rule Persia better than I. I don't think so, you little worm.
Rule? Who said anything about ruling? Food, spas, parties, trips, more than a girl could think of. Living like a queen would be the best.
Dear, you need beauty rest.
Soaps, oils, horses, ships, throw in the kitchen sink. Of course, as queen, I'll have more than the rest. And with my sweet voice and gentle touch, and when he sees I don't need much, I'm sure to find the king's good favor.
You don't need much?
And my new trends the world will cry for. Don't you love the sound of it? Queen Shireen!
No! I want what I want, to be the chosen one. The fame and the big name, don't just imagine all the fun. I want what I want.
They should pick me and get this done.
Oh, how I want to be the chosen one.
Oh, all I want is that I be left alone. What I want is to be safe at home, back there where my life had just begun. If I could, I would run like the wind, so far from here, make these palace walls all disappear. I don't want to be the chosen one.
But Esther, don't you want gold, silver, jewels, crowns, silk, velvet, lacy gowns,
emeralds, diamonds, ruby rings, pools, baths, rich things?
Gold, silver, jewels, crowns, silk, velvet, lacy gowns, emeralds, diamonds, ruby rings.
I must be off now. You really ought to eat something, Esther. You look pale and, well, bye now.
Her parents must have both been serpents.
She's petty and selfish, but she's harmless. We have to live together here. She won't do anything to really anger the rest of the girls. They wouldn't put up with it.
Esther!
Hey, guy, come in.
Well, I'm off too. You do need to eat.
I will eat. Now go. Good morning, Haggai. How are you?
I am fine. I'm here about you.
Me? What have I done now?
It's time you take this seriously. I have allowed you more freedom than any of the other girls.
You have been very kind to me.
But you have returned my kindness with indifference.
Indifference? How?
You are not preparing for the king. You will not be ready, and you will not be selected.
Haggai, I do not want to be selected.
This contest is not just about who gets to wear the crown.
Well, then what is it about?
It is about something much bigger than just you.
It is.
Esther, the queen is not just an ornament in the palace. She often has opportunity to affect things, to affect the king. Our king needs the right queen to help him rule.
I don't want to help rule. I want to be left alone. I have given in to the fact that I will live out my life here with the other girls. I just want to get by. That is enough for me.
Are you truly unaware that Manouche may be selected?
I expect that she will. She seems to want it badly enough.
She is the very worst sort of woman to become queen.
She is not my favorite either, but she really is harmless.
You have let your sorrow turn into despair, and you have closed your eyes to all that is going on.
Like what, Haggai?
She is not harmless. Manouche is ruthless, and she has a lust for power. Do you know what happened to her maid?
I heard she fell.
Manouche beat her almost to death with a clay pot.
Beat her? Why?
The poor girl dropped a bottle of lotion and it shattered.
She beat her because of lotion?
No, she beat her because she is wicked and has no thought for anyone but herself. There is no end to what she may do if she becomes queen.
Is the maid going to be all right?
If she survives, her face will be horribly scarred.
I didn't think she was capable of something like this.
That is because you will not open your eyes. If she becomes queen, not only will the entire kingdom suffer at her hands, she will make it her purpose in life to make every girl in the harem wish they were dead. Her jealousy has no bounds.
She would. She would do that.
If she is selected, you and every girl here will suffer for the rest of your lives.
Those sweet girls.
Esther, the king needs you to be selected. The kingdom needs you to be selected. And the girls here desperately need you to be selected. If you were to wake up and do what you need to do, I am certain you would become queen. But if you continue to sit in here and despair for yourself, everyone will suffer. Perhaps the gods brought you here for this very time and purpose.
For such a time as this.
Perhaps.
Hey, Guy.
Yes.
What do I do first?
Let's get you some food. Hamai! We need some food in here. We will begin after you eat. Oh, there is much to do.
Each of the girls completed 12 months of beauty treatments before seeing the king. When the time came for them to be presented to the king, as the scripture puts it, the king loved Esther more than all the women, and she found favor and kindness with him more than all the girls.
Behold the new queen of Persia, Queen Esther!
While the kingdom celebrated, evil plans were being prepared that would change the lives of Esther and Mordecai forever.
Hi, I'm Abijah from Manchester, Pennsylvania. You know what I like to listen to the most? Positive Tales, of course. Don't go away. We got Pocket Full of Positive Tales coming right up.
Welcome, everyone. Nat the Beaver here. I have a very sweet mom here with me today that would love to tell you what she thinks about paws and tails. Go ahead, ma'am, that I have never met before.
I love that the kids in the club are so fun and take care of each other while they are learning about God.
Mom, read the whole script.
And I love that Ned Cleaver character. He is my favorite.
Better. Much better.
Stop slouching, Ned.
Mom!
In the book of Esther, chapter 2, verse 21, it reads, "In those days, while Mordecai was sitting at the king's gate, Bigthan and Teresh, two of the king's officials from those who guarded the door, became angry and sought to lay hands on Ahasuerus."
Ardia, you're late today.
I'm sorry, Mordecai.
It's all right. I've been slow to finish my letter anyway.
I have a letter for Esther, too.
You've been practicing, I see. Good for you. Our lessons have been of some use. And here is my completed letter to Esther as well.
Bye.
Ardia.
Yes?
You've forgotten the gift for the guard.
Oh.
These letters would not go far without this.
Sorry. Bye.
Shalom, Ardia.
Oh, Lydia, shalom.
Come, see the new rugs.
I'm in a hurry now. I'll come back soon.
Look out! I can't stop! Move, girl!
Are you all right, Ardia?
I'm fine. There's mud all over my new robe.
You were almost killed. You should be thankful for just a little mud. Are you all right?
I have customers.
I'm fine. Until Mother sees my robe, she's gonna kill me.
It must end.
We cannot act alone.
We will not be alone. There are plenty of others who will back us up. And once Ahasuerus is killed, we will be set for life.
The king?
So, we kill him tonight?
And tomorrow, our lives change forever.
Oh no! I've got to tell Mordecai! Mordecai! Mordecai!
Arya? What's the matter?
I just heard them. They're gonna kill the king. Tonight!
What? Who is?
Those two men over there. The guards.
Bickon and Tarish? What about them?
I just heard them. They're gonna kill the king. Tonight!
So, the grumbling has grown into assassination.
What will we do? Tell the other guard?
No. It's difficult to know who we can trust these days. We will add another letter to our stack for Esther.
Yes. She'll stop them.
We must pray for the king's protection, and we will do what we can do.
I will run as fast as I can.
And do not forget the gift for the guard. You must calm down and do this well.
Yes, I will.
All right. Here. This letter must get to Esther. Now, be calm.
I'll be calm. I'm going calmly.
Mordecai told Queen Esther, and Esther informed the king in Mordecai's name. Now, when the plot was investigated and found to be true, the two men, Bigthan and Tarish, were hanged on a gallows, and it was written in the Book of the Chronicles in the king's presence.
Good morning, Mimukan. Mordecai, there has never been a worse day.
And what could happen to make this day so bad?
Yes, what could be so bad?
I am here to tell you all that Haman has been promoted by the king himself.
No, that is sour news.
Haman is now second only to the king.
How could this happen?
He's a viper, that Haman. I would be one to agree with you, but by order of the king, he is a viper that we all will bow down to when he passes by.
Oh, that this day had not happened. And here he comes now, leading his own parade.
Make way for Haman the Magnificent, the king's most favored prince!
So now we bow to the Prince of Vipers. Haman the Magnificent! Mordecai, bow.
I will not bow.
What do you mean you will not?
I am a Jew. I bow only to the God of our fathers.
Make way for Haman the Magnificent, the king's most favored prince!
This will mean nothing good for you, Mordecai.
Every day, Haman would parade by, and everyone would bow to him, except Mordecai.
Make way for Haman the Magnificent, the king's most favored prince!
I don't see him. Maybe he's not here today.
I see him. He is indeed here and as proud as ever. This little worm of a man thinks that he can continue to defy me.
I had the warning sent to him. He just says that he is a Jew and he will not bow to anyone but his God. We could just have him killed.
No. A Jew. These Jews are everywhere. This people who will not bow to me, who will not obey the laws of the king. These are dangerous people.
I don't know about how dangerous.
I have a thought. One that I think will appeal to the king, if presented properly. They are very dangerous people.
Haman's anger burned against Mordecai, and the evil in his heart swelled with thoughts of vengeance. By the time that he presented his plan to the king, it had become a sick and monstrous plan to destroy not just Mordecai, but every Jew in Persia, man, woman, or child.
Almighty Ahasuerus, there is a certain people scattered and dispersed among your people in the kingdom.
A certain people?
Their laws are different from ours, and they do not observe the king's laws. So it is not in the king's interest to let them remain.
This rabble refuses to obey my laws?
If it is pleasing to the king, let it be decreed that they be destroyed, and I will pay 375 tons of silver to those who carry on the king's business to put into the king's treasuries.
So you propose to pay for the cleaning up of these people yourself?
I feel strongly, Lord, that they are a scourge in your kingdom.
Haman, you are a good and faithful man.
It is my very purpose to serve you.
Keep your money. The money and the people you speak of are yours. Do with them as you please.
Ahasuerus gave Haman his signet ring, with which Haman could stamp any edict he wrote, and it would become law. A law that could not be revoked, even by the king himself.
Read it back to me. Just the last part.
To destroy, to kill, and to annihilate all the Jews, both young and old, women and children, in one day, the 13th day of the 12th month, which is the month of Adar, and to seize their possessions as plunder.
It is perfect. I have an appointment with the king. Clean it up and make copies for each province and in its own language. The king is waiting for me. Can I consider this completed?
I will see to it.
The announcement went out that all of the Jews were to be slaughtered on a single day. And while the king and Haman sat together drinking wine, the city of Susa was thrown into chaos and confusion.
From Barrie, Ontario. Don't go away! There's more Present Tales coming right up.
Hey there, everyone. Dave Carl here. We want to put your kid on an episode of Paws and Tales saying something like this. Hi, I'm Henry from North Carolina. If I could spend the day with CJ, I'd want to build a treehouse together. Now, we have some suggested scripts for you waiting just inside the clubhouse. We can't wait to hear what you all come up with. Record them, send them in, and we'll broadcast them to the world!
Well, I want something very special for the girls today.
I will see what the cook suggests, my queen. Thank you.
My queen!
This is terrible!
What? What is terrible?
It's Mordecai!
What's wrong with him?
He's crying!
He's sobbing! Why is he sobbing?
He's torn his clothes! And he's lying in ashes!
Look at me. What happened?
He wouldn't talk to us. He sits there and sobs.
Hey, Thatch, take him clothes and find out why he is mourning.
Yes, my queen. Mordecai, the queen has sent me to you. What has happened?
Here, take this to her.
What is this?
It is the edict that Haman has made to slaughter all the Jews on one day. You must tell Esther to go and plead with the king. Tell her to beg for the lives of her people!
Her people?
The Jews! Go!
My queen!
Hey, that's what is going on?
After Queen Esther heard about the edict and of Mordecai wanting her to go into the king, she slumped onto her couch.
How could someone do such a thing?
My queen, Mordecai said that you were a Jew.
Yes, I am. You must tell this to no one. Do you understand?
Of course, my queen.
You must go back and tell him. No one goes into the king uninvited. If one enters the king's presence without his permission, there is but one law: that person be taken out and put to death. The only exception is if the king holds out his scepter to save his life. Hey, Thatch, tell him that I have not been summoned to come to the king for 30 days. I can't just go in uninvited. Tell him.
Of course, my queen.
So this message was delivered to Mordecai, and soon Hathach was back in Esther's room.
This, my queen, is his reply. Do not imagine that you in the king's palace can escape any more than all the Jews. For if you remain silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews from another place, and you and your father's house will perish. And who knows whether you have not attained royalty for such a time as this.
For such a time as this.
All my life I've wondered what my God would do with me. An orphan girl with tattered clothes who lived so joyfully. One day I awake and find I'm queen of this great land, with the lives of thousands of my kin placed squarely in my hands. I don't know why this simple girl would be who God would use. or if my pleading with the king will save my fellow Jews. And yet I have to wonder, while in this place I stand, could it be God chose me to carry out his plan? For such a time as this, perhaps my heart was made to trust God and his grace and face this moment unafraid. But these questions running through my mind, I simply can't dismiss. Can I face my fear? Am I really here for such a time as this? Mordecai is right that I must go before the king and plead to him my case, although I could lose everything. Yet I have found his favor and the favor of my Lord. It's a risk that for my people I am willing to afford. For such a time as this, perhaps my heart was made to trust God and his grace and face this moment unafraid. Though my destiny's unknown, it is his love I can't dismiss. So I'll face my fear, for God has brought me here for such a time as this.
Go. Assemble all the Jews who are found in Susa and fast for me. Do not eat or drink for 3 days, night or day. I and my maidens will do the same. And then I will go into the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, then I perish.
For such a time as this, my heart was surely made. I'll trust God and his grace and face this moment unafraid. All his wisdom and his love for me I simply can't dismiss. So I'll face my fear, for God has brought me here for such a time as this.
My queen, are you sure?
I am. Now go.
Mordecai followed Esther's orders, and all of the Jews prayed and did not eat or drink for 3 days. And then, on the third day, Esther stood looking at the door to the inner courtyard and the king.
O God of my fathers, be with me now. I am going into the king.
My queen, you have not been called for.
I'm aware of that.
Do you know what will happen?
I'm going into the king. Please open the door.
Please, my queen.
I'm going in.
You've rattled on too long, maiden camp. You have the ships ready or not. Esther?
My king.
Oh, no. Queen Esther?
The king gazed at this uninvited guest, and his fingers tightened on his golden scepter, and...
What? What happened to the cylinder?
It's over! It ran out!
What happened to Esther? Where's the next cylinder?
I don't know. Look in the crate. What's the king gonna do?
What's Esther gonna do?
Find the next cylinder!
You don't have to wait till next time to find out what happens to Queen Esther. You can read the exciting story right there in your own Bible, in the Book of Esther. To order a copy of today's program, The Story of Esther, just log on to pawsandtails.org. The Story of Esther, Part 2, was written and directed by David Carl. I Want What I Want, and For Such a Time as This, were written by Sandy Howell and Mark Edward Lewis. Music was by Tim Hosman, and our sound designer was Eric Basil. Paws and Tales is an Insight for Living production.